machine to all the chicks. You're damn right. Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
Good afternoon, faithful listeners. As you can hear, we have got some technical problems here. I've come in after somebody else. I've got my normal lead and my normal computer, and the speaker isn't coming through here, so I'm using the actual microphone on top of my brand new computer, the speaker. So please excuse if sound is not as good as normal, but I can only work what I've got. This is one of the lovely parts about community radio. But never mind, you're welcome to my show, Stone Cold Sober. You're listening to Dr. Tony here on 104.6 Planet FM, and you can get me on email at music@drtony.co.nz. You were just listening to a band called Rammstein. That was his song Engel. Rammstein are a band formed in Berlin in 1994, and they're all the original members are still with the band. They are known for their grand live performances, often including pyrotechnics. I saw them at the Big Day Out a few years back, and I've seen many great acts, but none then and since have matched the intensity of that show. So we're going to move on to the next one now. This is a band from England. They play post-punk. They're a post-punk music duo formed in Nottingham in 2007. Their name is the Sleaford Mods. They are known for their abrasive, minimalistic musical style and embittered explorations of working class life delivered with the East Midland accent. This is a song called Don't Go, and I hope it sounds better than it should.
And now I'm hooked on you. I need some time to get it right. You're not gonna see me through. Can't stop now, don't you know? I ain't never gonna let you go. Don't go. Maybe make your mind up. Give me what you got. Fix me with your love and shut the door and turn the lock. I go get the doctor. Came too late. Another night, I feel all right. My love for you, can't wait. Can't stop now, don't you know? I ain't never gonna let you go. Don't go.
Because the fader doesn't come through to the speaker, I have to just cut the song short. So I know you all love my music and you'll stick with me, and we'll just have to get this fixed for next week. So let's just carry on as everything's perfect. Our next one we've got is, this is a chap from America. I'll just line him up so he's ready to go. This is a guy called Jonathan Rickman. He's an American singer, songwriter and guitarist from Boston. He formed the Modern Lovers. He was infatuated by the Velvet Underground and in 1969 moved to New York, living on the couch of their manager, working odd jobs and trying to break in as a professional musician. Sadly, he failed and ended up back in Boston. Since the mid-70s, Richmond has worked either solo or low-key acoustic to protect his hearing. This is a song called Dancing in a Lesbian Bar, which came about through him singing by dancing in a lesbian bar.
Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night, and that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious. when some kids came up and said, for dancing, come with us. And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar.
Got to pretend I faded that nicely and moved into the next song, so let's just pretend everything's perfect, shall we? Then we've got our Kiwi segment now. This is Homebrew, a hip-hop band from West Auckland. They're led by a chap called Tom Scott, who's since got a new band called the Avondale Bowling Club. I think it's a play on the word Avondale, because that's where he's from. Their debut album was the first hip-hop album to debut at number one since Scribe's Crusader. They are known as an impressive live outfit, which has seen them in steady demand performing at the Big Day Out in 2012. This is Benefit.
This song right here should only be played on Dole Day. It's for the fucking bums, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I brought 2 dozen in the fridge, plus I got another 2 dozen on the way. And I just got paid from Wiz, yeah. So it's gonna be on today. Another day I'm on the benefit. The benefit. The benefit. What? The benefit. Living on the benefit. The benefit. The benefit. Yeah, benefit.
I get my money for nothing, I'm who I dream to be. Scanning the government, living it up on easy street. Be free, plus I got my missus preggo. Now we'll get the DVD. I love being me, I'm just a groovy guy. I went from thinking suicide up to super size. They gave me little vibe, me and no student tie. So
I took my cutie pie to get some stupid high. Cause I gotta get old like a deer, and I ain't got a moment to spare. So I gotta be quick when they're telling me a whole lot of shit that I don't wanna hear. Like when I get a dollar, if you gotta really make sure that you know it's real. If you ever wanna go anywhere, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Walk in the interview looking like a bomb that ain't had a shave in over a year. Kick up my feet on a boss's desk, pick up a pen and poke on my ear. Scratching my balls, stroking my beard. Burning a lot of smoke up in here. Some of your joint, give it you quick, and I use this trophy to open up for you. Yeah, it's the way that I lie. They work the day of my life. I think I'm a fly to Brazil, and you're gonna pay for that flight. Now you can hit if you like, or you can take my advice. When you apply, say you're polite. Give me my money.
Right, 2 dozen in the fridge, and I got another 2 dozen on the way. And I just got paid from Wiz, yeah. You know it's gonna be on today, another day on the benefit. The benefit, the benefit.
Make about $200 a week. I made the couch into my house. My life is fucking sweet. I never saw I get a bottle full of drugs for free. Chuckin' on in a cup of tea, and it's just like popping a couple E. Because I believe it in this life. They are choices. I made the choice to tell my doctor that I'm hearing voices. He said, you're schizophrenic. I said, I'm schizophrenic. He's like, what you say now? I'm like, shit, I'm in it. It's authentic, man. I'm in too loud of my mind. When you visit again, 3009. What the fuck is that big brown red thing hiding behind that cloud in the sky? That's women. I fly, wish I could fly, wow. What if I just jumped out of this window right now? Would I die? How would I die? Anyway, yesterday down at the mall, I was like looking for this mountain to climb, and I met this dude, and his name was God and Bones. What about how to fly? Said that the world's gonna end, but maybe I'm seeing these, maybe I'm out of my mind. But give me a couple more clues, and it'll be nothing to worry about, I'll be fine. Yeah, this the way that I lie. Words are big in my life. I think I'm a flying to France, and you're gonna pay for the fly. You can hate if you lie, or you can take my advice. When you apply, say you're polite. Give me my money. Case manager,
shot two,
and send a big shout out to all my ladies on the DPB.
I do nothing.
Yeah, let me take the kids to the pools this Thursday.
Shoot to
I got you, cause I just got my clothing supplement. Plus, I'm applying for that business grind shit. Yeah, $5,000, man. Shit, that's up. Suckers. It's for you, John. Stop for the money, John.
Stop it. It's for him, mate.
Okay, folks, sorry once again, the gentle fade. I've just had an expert come in here and it can't be fixed today, so this is how it is. Please forgive me and let's get on with the show. Ronnie Size is an English DJ and music producer. He came to prominence in 1987 as a founder and frontman of Ronnie Size and Represent, a drum and bass collective from England, obviously. They won the Mercury Prize for their debut studio album, New Forms, which was this song, which this song, Brown Paper Bag, is from.
Of brown paper. Sounds that we bring are of a different nature. Rhythms get greater, the rhythms they get greater. Yes, another effort to fall for the chaser. New configuration, new riff, and new structure. Built on the frame that'll hold and won't puncture. Tight, we wrap it up, it's wrapped tightly. of brown paper. Sounds that we bring are of a different nature. Rhythms get greater and the rhythms they get greater. Yes, another of a tough ball for the chaser. New configuration, new riff and new structure. Belts on the frame that'll hold, that won't puncture. Tight, we wrap it up, it's rap. Tight. Step to the rhythm made out of brown paper. Step, 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 step,
okay, next up we have the Sugar Cubes, an Icelandic alternative rock band formed in 1986. They're led by vocalist and keyboard Bjork, who has become famous in her own right as a solo artist. Their debut album, Life's Too Good, was an unexpected success and is credited as the first Icelandic album to have a worldwide impact. This is the first hit from said album. This is their song, Birthday.
Outside.
Okay, up to our last song, as usual. Thank God, this has been a bit harrowing this morning, this afternoon, but that's what you got to put up with. Last up, we have the Brian Jonestown Massacre, who recently played the Power Station. The Brian Jonestown Massacre, an American musical project formed in San Francisco in 1990. They have released 20 albums, which is quite prolific. Their name came about by using the name of their hero, Brian Jones, founding member of the Rolling Stones, and the name of cult leader Jim Jones, who convinced 900 of his followers to die in a mass murder-suicide in Guyana in 1978. This is Fact 67, Dr. Tony Over and Out, Sláinte.
Only in suspicion.